Yeah, Des, you see back here at Aquip with Macy Ferguson. Of course, 12 months ago we talked a little bit about your refereeing career as you came out of playing. How have you enjoyed basically a full year under your belt as a referee in the Central West competition?
Yeah, it's been really enjoyable. It's good to stay involved in the game, keep fit as well, but it's also nice to be part of the game that you love and in the middle without getting smashed, and we can walk off at the end of the day without waking up too sore the next day. So it's, yeah, it's very enjoyable, enjoying it.
Ian Richardson and the crew there at Central West Referees, they're looking after you, and do you miss playing and miss the training or not really?
I don't miss playing at all. I thought I would, but I don't. And training, well, I do go down to the Oval and train with the Forbes boys just for a little bit, and then I go and do my own thing while they do their ball skills and stuff throughout the year. So, yeah, no, it works out well.
And what have you been up to? You've been doing a lot of the GrainCorp Cup games, or you've been doing a bit of a mixture of that, and also Blouse and the new competition, of course, the New Holland?
Yeah, so majority of what I did this year was GrainCorp. I did rather a lot of GrainCorp South, which is Tamora, Harden, refereed the major semi-final a few weeks ago between Tamora and Harden. Fortunately, I missed out in the grand final, but those things happen. Didn't do any of the New Holland Cup this year, but I did, towards the end of the season, I did a few second grade games in Blouse Cup, and I did the major semi a couple of weeks ago again between the Roos and Bathurst Bulldogs, second grade in Orange.
How did you see the new competitions all splitting up? Sorry, in the various groups, of course. The New Holland Cup is basically for two teams, and the Blouse Men's West Central West Premiership is for three sides.
I think it worked well. I think it needed to happen. There was just too many teams that couldn't compete at the same level, I guess. A few clubs in Blouse weren't able to get Colts, so I think that still needs to be looked at. I think potentially there should be some experimentation just to see how we do with third grade. Third grade being the third grade, but making it under-19s rules so that the under-19s that are playing with, you know, the men can learn and still stay safe. In terms of the other ones, yeah, I thought it was really good. The GrainCorp games were always very even, well contested, and from what I heard of the New Holland Cup, it was very good. And it's been like that in the past.
You're back here at Massey Fugas and AGCO. No Melbourne Rebels players, man. We know to see those come up here to Aquip, but how do you see your read of the temperature as far as the drought, that it's biting in pretty hard, but still people are pretty optimistic to throw their money at your big tractors and the like?
Yeah, I mean, as a company, we've had a good year in terms of nationally. Obviously, a lot of areas are doing a hell of a lot better than others. Up here, look, you know, it's dry. Certainly the vibe at Aquip certainly hasn't been a negative one. A lot of guys we've spoken to are, you know, positive. They know it will rain again. A lot of guys have prepared for this as well, which is good. It's not as doomy and gloomy as we read about in the Sydney papers, that's for sure. But no, we've had a good Aquip. Everyone's very happy and we enjoy coming here. And the aim of this year, to be quite honest, was to try and create a bit of positivity and people come onto the site and have a good catch-up and yarn, ask some questions about our new gear and all the rest of it.
Well, it's fantastic to see you back at Aquip, and I wish you all the best as you're continuing your referee journey, of course, based in Forbes. Alex Milson, of course, former Kerner and Gunnedah boy, but he's here out at Forbes.
Thank you very much.